Luca Jones is hitting the white water shortly in the semi-finals of the canoe slalom at the Tokyo Games. Before heading off, Luca had to farm out her beloved chickens to some happy homes to make sure they're well cared for while she's away. Luca's mum, Denise, joins me now from the Bay of Plenty. Hi, Denise. Where are the chooks right now?
Hello. The chooks, well, hopefully they're snuggled up somewhere warm because the weather's not that good out here in Athenry, but I'm sure they'll be cosy somewhere.
Just down the road. What are their names, Denise?
Helen and Debbie are the ones that are just down the road from us here.
So they're not lined up, sitting on your lap, waiting for the big race then?
No. Didn't have any chicken diapers for that, so...
Where are the others? Because there's half a dozen, isn't there?
Yes, there's quite a few others, but they're all dotted around with other people. So the main one, Helen and Debbie, which are the ones that appear in most of the photos, are just down the road at some lovely people's place.
Okay, so if the chooks aren't there, who is lined up?
So lined up, we have three sisters and the mum. Yeah, there's the sisters. And we've got two of Luca's wee nieces and a nephew and a few brother-in-laws and myself and Steve. So, yes, we're all waiting, watching all these ones going first. So,
gosh,
nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I bet. So, how are you dealing with the nerves? What preparations have you made?
We've got lots of food, and we've got lots of wine, and we've got the bubbles in the fridge as well to open in case of emergency.
Yeah, tell me about that emergency bottle of Champers. Tell me the backstory.
Okay, so Luca gave that to us a couple of years ago. And she gave us some life jackets as well because she was very concerned as Steve and I got new kayaks for Christmas, and she was concerned that we might not be able to cope with the water and the kayaks like she does. So we got the life jackets and the emergency bottle of champagne to take out with us just in case. So I thought, well, I'm going to save that for a special occasion. And so the special occasion is today.
I understand it's got a label on it that says break to calm nerves.
That's the one, yes.
Will that be required, Denise, for your nerves?
That will definitely be required. The nerves are just, running high. So we've got the semis on at the moment. So we've got the nerves for the semis and then the qualifications, the top 10 for the semis, then there'll be nerves for the final.
Yeah, because it is, I mean, it's all riding on this. It's a big deal. There's all the hard graft that's gone into it, and it all comes down to this, doesn't it, Denise?
It does, yes. It comes down to all those seconds that are zooming by and those gates that they have to get through and the water that they have to negotiate. So there's a lot riding on it, so yes. And they only get one run in the semis. In the heats, they got two runs, but the semis, they only get one run, one chance.
Give us a sense of what Luca has put into this.
She's been just absolutely amazing since she was 11 years old and had the dream to make it to the Olympics. And this is her fourth Olympics, so she's achieved that dream, but also the dream was for the medals as well. She just perseveres. She's through highs and lows. She certainly had a lot of lows, but she picks herself up and she just keeps going. So that's what I'm so proud of. In fact, her whole family is just so proud of her perseverance with a capital P. That's our Luca. She never gives up.
Denise, if we could just go back to the chooks for a minute, right?
The chooks, yes.
The chooks. She didn't want an update on the chooks, did she? Because she was a bit nervy. She didn't want to know what their fate was while she was prepping.
No.
Denise, if you had an update on the chooks...
I sent the video of Luca's interview talking about the chooks to the people looking after them, and they sent me back a thumbs up. So that's the only update I've had, so I'm taking that as good news.
I wonder if the video was played to the chooks so that they could hear their mum.
Possibly. Luca did want me to go down and FaceTime Helen for her, but I said, no, not for a wee while.
Oh, that's a lost opportunity, Denise, not FaceTiming with the chooks. Now, just before we go, I mean, how are you at watching her races? Are you sort of, you know...
I'm a mess. We're all a mess. But, you know, that's what you do, yeah. A few more glasses of wine to calm our nerves and, yeah, should be all good. I mean, it's just an amazing sport to watch, so... making the most of it. But
yeah.
Definitely nervous.
I bet. Well, best of luck to the whānau and to Luca. Denise, really appreciate your time. And good luck with the emergency bottle of champers.
Thank you.
Okay,
see you. Bye.
That's Denise Jones, Luca Jones's mother, who is racing this evening and actually starting around 6 o'clock. I'm just seeing here, about 6, I'm getting the thumbs up from the control room.